started a little bit late today because of the ending late. Can't have a minimum until 12:41. But tonight we'll move to the clock. We'll solve that problem for the rest of the month. Okay. I have copies of the Maamar Kamos. The Maamar Kamos I give out today for the entire perek doesn't mean that we're going to be limiting ourselves to these Maamar Kamos. I just wanted to give the Talmidim a chance to see an overview of what we're doing in the 17th perek, the Seder of the Shemaya, and to see some of the Svarim, primarily Gemara, Pashim Shad Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Ran, Mordechai, Talamor, Ramban, as printed in the Gemara itself. Other than that, we have a Rambam here, we have some Rishonim, Rambam, to see an overview of what we're doing in the 17th Perek, the Seder of the Shemaya, and to see some of the Svarim, primarily Gemara, Pashim Shad Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Ran, Mordechai, Talamor, Ramban, as printed in the Gemara itself. Other than that, we have a Rambam here, we have some Rishonim, Ran, Chidush Ran. Chidush Ran will mean the real Chidush Ran. That's printed in the Mosad Hareb Kook edition, as opposed to the pseudo Ran, which we'll probably call the Miuchas Ran, which is the original, printed in the original set of Chidush Ran, which is not the Ran, it's somebody else. We have Marav Horowitz, he's printed in the back. And that's my Mishnah Brewer. I wanted to spend a lot of time on Mishnah Brewer. There are many copies of Mishnah Brewer we brought up, and everyone should have a copy of Mishnah Brewer handy during the shiur. But today we won't get to it right away, but we'll actually, it'll be easy if you look things up in Mishnah Brewer, so we should all have one handy. If you don't have one yet, maybe give us some more Mishnah Brewers from the pile. So much other Mishnah Brewer. Okay, Rabbi Osef, B'siyata D'Shemai. Kuf Chav Beis Amid Beis begins a new parak. Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos V'dal Sosein Imoim. Alpha Fish and the Sparkle. The word Bishabas is in parentheses, we'll see later. Shane and Dolman Lit Losses Abayas, the Fisher Ainon, Min Hamuchan. That's as far as we're getting today. That's it. As far as the Mishnah is concerned. Okay. The first three lines of the Mishnah, that's all. So let's begin from the word, from the last word of these three lines. The word is Muchan. Muchan literally means prepared. Be prepared. Muchan, hidden in Muchan and Mezuman. Preparing yourself is the word Muchan. I'm going to go to that Magen Avraham. That's supposed to be the main part of today's shiur. Let's learn the Gemara first. Kol HaKelim Nitolim Afal Pishin Esparku B'Shabbos Flomi Boya B'Chol Adir Abba Frank the Gemara B'Shabbos Muchanim Al Gabi Avien B'Chol Ein Muchanim Al Gabi Avien Omer Abaye Hochi Komar Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos Adal Sosein Imoen Afal Pishin Esparku B'Chol Nitolim B'Shabbos. Okay, bottom line of the Gemara, what's more kal, Rabosai? It doesn't make a difference right over here directly. We have to know what's more kal, what's more chomer. It's more kal if it fell off, the door fell off. Door fell off. Whoever have a door falling off something? Well, who looked downstairs at our refrigerator? We think a door fell off for no reason? It's obvious the reason is that the Talmidim should look at the refrigerator downstairs and be reminded that doors can't fall off. And we were clearing yesterday, is that considered dalsos habayis or dalsos hakelim? The tooth started, why it might not be dalsos hakelim. Number one is, I have to measure it. Could be it's considered bob and mida? Could be fits our bar and saw? That's number one reason. Maybe it's big enough to consider having status of an hole. Number two, when it works, it's plugged into the socket, which according to some posts gives it a status of mechuber, tefilas kalim, etc. I love the shashala we can clare. All right, but where is that door anyway? Anyone know where it is? Nafkamina, can you move it on Shabbos? Let's find it before Shabbos. We're going to have a living example of what we're learning. All right, so I'll put you on the case. I'd rather have it fixed. It shouldn't fall off. And anyway, but they see that these cases are real life cases. Right, let's assume it's back on and the Chatzis Shalom falls off again. Is it better if it falls off on Shabbos or falls off before Shabbos? That's what the Gemara is talking about. So what does the Gemara conclude? Let's say one more time. The Gemara says, Afal Pishin is Baruch Hu B'Shabbos. The Ran points out that the word B'Shabbos probably was not in the original Girsa. That's a question that we have in parentheses. Afal Pishin is Baruch Hu B'Shabbos. That what? That it's mutter. Lo mi boya b'chol. That it's certainly mutter. Think more fakert. I said, you're right, it's fakert. What does it mean? Afal Pishin is Baruch Hu B'Shabbos.